One of them is the structured education for children and adolescents. Now, that means that the most important thing about diabetes is that people know how to manage their condition themselves, and that they understand how well they do it will have an impact on their health, both in the short and the long term. So this program is about giving children and parents information and giving them time for discussion and, you know, sorting out problems when they're newly diagnosed, when children are newly diagnosed with diabetes. And then secondly, there's a separate program which would be run for adolescents and their parents, because at time of adolescence, adolescents can let their diabetes, sometimes it can get quite go out of kilter, if you like.
Obviously, there's a cross-border aspect to this.
Yes.
Is this, on the first level, I suppose, a good way of getting funding to provide a service that may not be there or there at this level previously? Or is it about using the knowledge base on both sides of the border?
It's about both of those things, actually, because it's all of Northern Ireland. So there's good input from Northern Ireland, and then it's the border counties here in the Republic. So it's both the knowledge base and it's a great way of getting funding. The programme will run for maybe 2.5 to 3 years, and then it's expected that the services here will continue the programme.
How do people get involved? Sorry, will they be referred by their GP, by the hospitals? If people, you know, say, well, this could be for me, how do they interact?
Well, for the structured education programme, that won't be starting until now. At the moment, children who are diagnosed have education sessions with the diabetes nurses. So what this is going to do is give dedicated time, uninterrupted time, you know, in a standardised programme. So that's the benefit of that. And they will get that, the diabetes nurses will refer them to it. Now, but the second programme, which we haven't discussed, is a pre-pregnancy care programme. And that's babies of women who have diabetes, often they can be at higher risk of complications, particularly if the woman's diabetes isn't well controlled. So what this programme is about is preparing women for pregnancy. So any woman who has type 1 or type 2 diabetes, or who had diabetes in a previous pregnancy that's cleared up after the pregnancy, but it leaves her at risk in future pregnancies, any of those women can attend the programme. Now, while there's a programme, it's been run through COSH, there's actually a programme already set up here in Letterkenny General. And any woman who has diabetes or who had a history in a previous pregnancy can actually attend that programme now. And the diabetes nurses are now involved in running that programme. That's through a group called the Atlantic Dip Study, which is Professor Fidel Madon from Galway is coordinating that study.